Good day, brothers and sisters. This is Minister J.C. Yarday, and I'm the Executive Minister of Rising Hope Ministries. And these are just a few announcements that I need to make because of all the things that are happening with Rising Hope Ministries. We are growing, and there are things that are changing on the back end of the ministry that I want to keep you apprised of. And they're not anything bad. It's all good. It's all good. So with that being said, before I get started, I also want to let you know that this recording will probably be in the range of 25 to 30 minutes long. There's a lot of information that I want to get out to you, and that is the reason for the length. So if you want to hear something over again, you can rewind, listen to it. I don't know the timestamps just yet. I'm still learning this audio system, but once I can learn the audio system, I will be putting the timestamps in there for these announcements at least. Okay, so with that being said, let me get started. First, I'd like to make the introduction of a new associate minister to the team. His name is Alrico Wembley. Alrico Wembley is a great person, a great preacher, a great man of God. I'm lucky to have him join the team. We are lucky to have him, and I'm excited to hear the message that he is going to bring to you guys with his unique brand of preaching and teaching. Alrico Wembley, I've had the distinct pleasure of being in his presence. I have seen how God has used him to affect the people around him in a positive light, and we are really glad that he has decided to join our team. Now, here's a caveat: he was when I started this back in 2017. Alrico Wembley was there with myself and Donnie and AD Moore, and he went off to pursue. God took him off to go and pursue something else in a different direction. And this past week, we're doing a lot of things. We're doing a lot of things on the street level. We're doing a lot of things, and it's continued to growing, and God's continuing to add more. And so when I was in prayer asking God for help, Alrico Wembley came to mind. I picked up the phone, I called him, I asked him if he wanted to come back and join the team, and he graciously said yes. And for that, I'm eternally grateful, because of him coming back on. Not one, it takes some of the workload off of me, and two, we can do some other things that God's been placing on my heart to move and open up that I have not been able to open up, only because I needed the help. So Alrico Wembley will come aboard. He will be an associate minister, hopefully, if everything goes well and everything goes right. By the end of this year, he will join the executive team as far as ministers go. And for that, we say thank you. Good luck, Alrico. We're looking forward to seeing the great things that God is going to do through you to these his people here at Rising Hope Ministries, and we thank God for you, Alrico. I hope you're listening. I hope you listen to this recording. So that's Alrico Wembley. He will be known, I will refer to him as Minister Rico. Once again, welcome, Alrico Wembley. Great to have you aboard. So with that being said, Alrico Wembley is coming aboard, and with him coming aboard, it allows me to reopen the prayer line, and I have redid the prayer line. And so before, we had an 800 number, and that 800 number will leave to a voicemail. And sometimes the system that we're using, sometimes I get the voicemail within minutes, sometimes I get the voicemail within hours. And again, guys, it wasn't the most state-of-the-art system, but it was a system, it was one of the only few systems that I could afford at the time. So it was good for what it was, but a lot of times we were getting anywhere between 30 to 40 prayer requests a day. And the reason why I shut it down was because we were getting that many prayer requests a day, and with the workload that I had on my plate, and at the time, you already know, I was driving Uber, I was driving Lyft, and doing the doing the daily word of encouragement, and then the prayer line, and then it was just too much. It was just, it was all on me, and then none of the administrative stuff for the ministry was getting done on the back end. So here we are today, and I'm still getting caught up on some of the administrative stuff that was so neglected for the last 6 months. But we're getting all caught back up. But because of our Minister Rico coming aboard, we are going to be opening up the prayer line, and we're moving it from the old antiquated system into a new system that's built within our phone system. And so you'll see everything was replaced from an 800 line to a 404 line, and this will give us better access, better control over it. So this is how the prayer line is going to work. You guys can either go on the app, and I'll get into the app towards the end. You can go on the app. There you'll see prayer request. You can click on there, and within the body there you'll see the phone number that you can call. You can call that number, and once you call that number, what will happen is leave a voicemail, listen to that message, leave a voicemail, and we will get back to you. Please allow 24 to 48 hours for somebody to get back to you. It would either be myself or Minister Rico would be getting back to you. Then we have the actual form. You can fill out the form. Send us your prayer request via the form. It will come to an email that both him and both myself and Minister Rico will have contact with. We will reach out to you. We will pray for you via that form. Again, give us 24 to 48 hours to respond to you. If you want us to respond, leave your email address and we'll email you. If you want us to call us, let us know to call us, leave your phone number, and we will call you back. If you just want that one-on-one, a little bit of life coaching, we will call you back, give you that one-on-one life coaching. There is no cost for that, and that is a free service. Also, the prayer line will have a live component to it. The live component to that prayer line will probably happen not within the next month or so. So we're already in March, so April, probably starting sometime in May, we'll have the live component. And again, get the download the app, download the app, and in the app we will send out post notifications. If you're online and you signed up online, you will get the notifications online, because we will put them in on as an event on online. And once we put them in as an event, you'll get an email letting you know that, hey, this is a new event that's happening on the app. We'll put push notifications out once we set it up, and the live prayer calls are going to be on certain subjects. So if you need healing, the prayer call will be on healing. And we don't have any rhyme or reason. I'm going to work with Minister Rico to see if we're going to do this once a week, if we're going to do it twice a week, how we're going to do it. But we are going to do the live prayer calls. They are coming. Again, give us this is March, April, May, sometime in May for those to start. It might even start in June, but we'll be working on that once Alrico comes aboard, gets fully trained on everything, the prayer lines. I'm really excited about the prayer lines, because I know there's a definite need for prayer out there, and we will be doing the prayer lines. Okay, so I also like to introduce you to another facet. Because Minister Rico's coming aboard, we are going to be doing Seeds of Hope. Seeds of Hope is not going to be anything voice. It's not going to be anything video. Seeds of Voice are going to be written daily devotionals. Written devotionals. And those written devotionals, you can come in, and they are supposed to plant those seeds of inspiration, encouragement, empowerment, and hope, and you know, whatever you guys need for that day. And those are going to be coming towards maybe, again, that's in May or June. I'm just letting you guys know that we are working working on Seeds of Hope devotionals, and those are probably going to more likely be more A.D. Moore and also Minister Donnie Allison would be doing those. That's going to be more in their wheelhouse, with that being said. Okay, so let's talk about the app here for one moment. So the app is live. It is completely live. It's, you guys can go out there, download it. You can go to your Apple Store, type in Rising Hope Ministries, boom, you see the RHM, click on it, download it. It is completely free. We have no in-app purchases. It's completely free. Download it. There are no in-app purchases. For those of you who are on Google, go to your Google Play Store, type in Rising Hope Ministries, pull it in, download it. Again, same thing with you. There are no in-app purchases, so you can be able to download it for free. Everything, we're trying to do everything on that content for free. The only two that we are going to have, two things that do require for you to pay, but one is for donations, and that will take you out to our Givelify site. And Givelify, if you're not familiar with it, Givelify is for churches to have online payments. And since it fits for us, since we're an online church, we have Givelify, and through Givelify you can make your donations online through there. So you will leave the app, go to Givelify, make your donations, and then it will bring you back to within the app. And that's one. The second one is when we get ready, and this is not going to be towards the end. It won't be until like June, July, August, summer, like towards the end of summer. It'll be our GPS premium services. So GPS, God Power Studies, is going to have two components to it. It's going to be the free one, and then there's going to be the premium one. And the premium one will have extras in it, like devotionals, deeper studies. It's just going to have a little bit more things, and it's going to be updated on a regular basis once those start getting rolled out. Once again, if you want the premium GPS, you would leave out of the app, go make your purchase, come back in the app, and get access to the premium GPS God Power Study content. Again, that's not going to be something towards the end. GPS is under current production. I'm hoping and I'm praying, and please pray with me, that the first GPS episodes are going to be not this week, but next week, and those should be up and running. And once we start, you know, it's the hardest one is the first one to do. So once we get the first one out, we'll be able to push forward and start rolling GPS's content out on a more regular basis. But the first one is currently under production. So also with the app, brothers and sisters, we're going to have, it's something that's happening. It's going to be, you know, things are going to be adding, things are going to be taken away, and we want to hear from you. So it was brought to my attention that, you might not know how to get through to us. Most of you are on Facebook, and you can, private message us on Facebook. But if you don't want to do that, you can send us an email, and you can send us an email as simple as saying, put it in there, ministers@risinghopeministries.org. Again, that's ministers@risinghopeministries.org, and you can send us what you like about the app, what you don't like about the app, and we are going to respond to you. If you have suggestions on there, great. And we'll take your suggestions under consideration. But here's the thing, we'll also let you know if it's something that we can do or if we can't do. So we are going to respond to you. It is about responding to your input, and we don't want you to think that it has fallen on deaf ears. If we can do it, we'll let you know, hey, we're working on that. We'll make some announcements probably, and we'll let you know. And if we can't do it, sorry, we can't do it. It's a great idea, but we couldn't do it. We do apologize, and we'll give you the reason why we couldn't do it. So Also, if you don't want to send, you know, that's kind of long, and I know our email is very long, risinghopeministries.org, but you want to send it to us in a text, you can do that as well. I'm not giving out my cell phone number, but our system will take text messages, put it into the system where both where all the ministers can see it, actually. And so let me give you that number. That number is 678-567-6598. That is the main number to the ministry, by the way. So that number is 678-567-6598. Through that number, you can text us. And again, give us your feedback. Let us know what you like. Let us know what you don't like. And we will work with you. And we'll let you know, you know, if it's something we can do, if it's something we can't do, and we'll go from there. So that's the app. The app is going great. Download it. Get in there. Get your push notifications. We haven't had any. Don't think you might have downloaded it and you haven't got any push notifications. We haven't done any push notifications as of yet, but we are coming. We are gearing up right now. We're trying to get content, very high quality content for the app, and it takes time to build the content. So once we get done building the content and we're pushing it out on the app, you will see more and more, and that's when you're going to start seeing some push notifications. You'll see push notifications for when we upload a new daily word of encouragement. We do that every day. Of course, when new GPSs get put, installed, words of affirmation get installed. But we're not gonna, you know, don't think of it like every hour on the hour you're gonna get a push notification like that. No, it's not gonna be like that. When we roll those things out, we're probably gonna roll them out and in a batch. So you'll get a daily word of encouragement at 6 o'clock, and then words of affirmation at 6:15, and GPS at 6:30, and that'll be it for the rest of the day. If you do get something beyond that, it'll be something like a rare blue moon, but we're gonna try to do everything in batches. Okay, so the store is at estes.com. I don't know the link. I'll put the link at the bottom. We are trying to get more content for the store. That's more in the realm of Minister A.D. Moore, and he's the artist, and once he can wrap his head around it, and we'll get some more designs out there. Now, if you have a design, and what we're looking for, if you have a favorite scripture, our Isaiah shirt, and you can see it on Facebook, it's called Fire and Water. It's the one with the cross that is half water, half fire. On the back of it, it has Isaiah 43, I think 1 and 2 or 2 and 3. On the back of it, it says the scripture on the left-hand arm and our logo on the right-hand part of it. That's the scripture. That's what we're calling our scripture shirts. If you have a scripture that you like, it's your favorite scripture, give us your concept. Send it in, again, at ministers@risinghopeministries.org, or text it to us at 678-567-6598. If you send that in to us, if it's something that you like, if something that you want, we will get an artist, render it as best as we can. We'll give you shirt first shot at the markup, at the mock of it, see if that's something that you want. If you want it and you like it, great. We'll move forward with it, and we'll allow you to purchase it at cost. So whatever our cost is for it, we will if it costs us $8, you only pay $8 for it plus the shipping, and it gets sent out to you, and you can enjoy that shirt, and we'll put it up on the store for everybody else to buy it at full price. And unfortunately, we can only get one at cost. Only one at cost. And so, with that being said, have at it if you have. And those are only for the scripture shirts. So if you have a favorite scripture that you want, and keep in mind, guys, we only have a limited print area. So I can't do Psalms 119 in its full entirety. It's just not going to happen. However, if you have one or two, maybe even three verses that you love and you go by, give us the concept for the picture in the front, give us a scripture for the back, and we'll take it from there. We'll send you a mock-up. If you like it, we'll run it up, and we will put that we'll put it on the store for sale, and you get to get it for at cost. You get one shirt at cost, and we hope you enjoy it. So I also want to give you a heads up. There's a promotion that is going to be starting probably Wednesday or Thursday of next week. And the reason why I have to tell you Wednesday or Thursday of next week, because we have to see how we're going to do it. The promotion is definitely going to happen, but we have to see how we're going to make this happen and make this work where it won't end up costing us money. And yet, it's a fantastic deal for you guys. So, here's the concept of the promotion. And I'll tell you the reason why we're doing the promotion after I tell you about the promotion. So, the promotion is, if you donate $15 or more, you can pick any item out of the store for free. And that's the logistic parts that we have to work out. And I understand there are some things that are in the store that are less than $15, and that's fine. If you find something that you want and it's less than $15, then you can go ahead and pick two items, but it cannot be more than $40. So you can pick two items in the store if it's under $15, and no, it does. If it's $14.99, it's $15. Okay, guys, if it's $14.99, it's $15. You only get one $14.99 item. You're not going to get two $14.99 items. I don't know if we have anything on the store for $14.99, but I just want to make that clear. If it's $14.99. And it's under I know you're gonna say it's under $15, but we're gonna round up on $14.99. If it's $14.99, that counts as one item, okay? If it's $14.90, it counts as one item. If it's at $14.15, it counts as one item. If it's $13, then you can go ahead and get two items. All right. So let me just be clear on that. However, here's the promotion: if $15, donate $15 or more via the app, only the app. So you have to download the app. You have to download the app. You have to register, and you have to go in, click that heart with the plus button, and you have to donate $15. If you donate $15 or more, you can, if you want to donate $20, and no, if the item's under $20, you don't get $50 worth of stuff. No, it doesn't work like that either. It's capped off at $15. Okay, so if you donate $20, it still counts as $15. You can pick any one item for free, and you let us know. That's the logistics that we're going to work out. This announcement is going to be made formal on Wednesday. I don't know if it's going to be Wednesday morning or Wednesday night, but I will be working diligently on this to work out the logistics on this. And here's the reason why that I'm looking to do this promotion. Brothers and sisters, we are barely making it by. We're barely making it. And we need your help and we need your support. And we do have bills here that need to be paid. And the ministers here are doing this on a voluntary basis. Minister Rico is coming aboard on a voluntary basis to help out. He has that love and that unction from the Holy Spirit to do this, but at the same time, he also has a family to feed. And these guys, everybody else is working. Everybody else has families, and they need to put food on the table, and they have to provide clothes and a roof over their heads and things like that. So these guys are working, and so that's why it's a lot of times it's kind of rough. I'm blessed to have a family that is supporting me, and my wife is, she works really, really hard to try to keep the lights on here at the house, and I would love to be able to support her and, you know, help me in maintaining some of the bills here at the house, until the ministry begins to, sustain on its own two feet. So that's the reason why that we're doing this promotion. One, to get, the app out there and get some downloads on the app. And then two, also to make sure we can do this going into next month and going into the month after that. And if it goes well enough and it goes darn well enough, we can start putting some money in our reserves, and then we can start looking to build up and start paying some salaries to some of the other ministers who work very, very hard in making sure that we have top-notch, high-quality content. So with that being said, that's the reason for the promotion. Brothers and sisters, we thank you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We appreciate you and all for all your support, for you listening, and for your feedback that we see on Facebook. It is all appreciated if you send us your feedback via the email or the text messages. All of that's appreciated. We love you and we thank God for you. Know that your love from Rising Hope Ministries, no judgment, just love. But more importantly, know that God loves you. Have a blessed day.